What the? Okay, today is Daf Dalet. We are on Daf Dalet. We are on the second to top line. Today's Daf will learn Refuah Shlema for Tzvi Dov Ben Charna. Shav Refuah Shlema. V'amar Rava. Rava said on the second line on top, Hai Tzur V'me Rabbanan, Atam L'chacham, Nami also Le Partida De Tusi Kala. Also, Atam L'chacham is also like a seed under the ground. Kivan de navat, navat. Once it flourishes, it flourishes. Very nice. Amar Rava, Rava said another thing. Hai tzur v'me rabbanan, tamach chacham, derasach, he gets angry, when tamach chacham gets angry, oraisehu dekamaris chalei. It's the Torah that made him angry. Says Rashi, very difficult Rashi, Rashi says, sheyesh lo rochav lev, a tamach chacham has a very broad heart, mitoch toraso, because of his Torah, Umesim lelibo yoser mishar b'nei adam, and he's got more in his heart than other people. V'kamash milan dechem l'don l'kavschos, and you know what? You have to judge him l'kavschos. Difficult shot. The Eiri says.
There's a reason he says that.
What?
There's a reason he says that.
Yeah, what's the reason?
Because the goal of learning.
Yeah.
Is to get it. Be close to Hashem. The only way to get close to Hashem is to be humble.
Yeah, but we just want to get angry.
People who are angry are not humble people.
Right, so they just said, when Talmud Chacham gets angry, it's
exactly.
A Torah.
You have to give an excuse of why he's becoming angry.
Right, so the Meiri says a different part, so different. Meiri says, you know why Talmud Chacham gets angry and it blames it on the Torah? Because the Talmud Chacham can't stand when someone's doing something wrong. Can't deal with it. Bothers him so much. He's angry. Can't deal with it. Regular person says, okay, so Talmud Chacham can't deal. Different type of approach. They have Talmud Chacham much more patient.
Exactly.
Well, I understand. So it's a difficult line of the Gemara here. We're trying to figure out what it means. Shinemar, like it says, Halakol divrei ke'esh nu'um Hashem. Fine. Bom Ravashi, kol Talmud Chacham she'eno kasha kebarzel, any Talmud Chacham not hard like iron, Eino Talmud Chacham is not a Talmud Chacham. What does that mean? Right? So, sounds like it says, right? Any Talmud Chacham that's not a heart like iron is not a Talmud Chacham. So, it is a Gemara in Pesachim that Rish Lakish there said, any Talmud Chacham that gets angry, loses his Chachma. You get angry, you fly off the handle, Chachmaso mistalekes mimenu. Your anger goes away, right? Who said this statement? This statement was said by Rav Ashi, right? So Rav Ashi and Rish Lakish can contradict each other. They're both on Meroyim. They don't have to hold like each other. It's a little bit of two opposite ends of a spectrum, right? So Rish Lakish says, the Gevur Tzvi says that Rish Lakish is talking about getting angry for no reason. For no reason, right? The coffee's not what you way you like it. You go fly off the handle. Not, and here, Rashi's talking about getting angry for a reason. It's not such a stira. Ben Yehuda says, Rashi didn't talk about anger. Doesn't think about anger. It says, any time of Chacham was not kosher kabar. It's not talking about anger. It's talking about his personality. Not anger, per se, right? What it means is, what this means is, all Ben Yehuda says is, a time of Chacham has to be makban on his kavod very much. He can't be trampled on. He can't be treated like nothing. And that's all the statement means. He has to be kasha kabarzel, meaning regarding his kavod. Okay.
Kasha kavod just means he has to be a flexible individual.
What? They're not talking about that. He can be flexible, not about his kavod.
Again, why pick that? Why kavod?
What?
Why pick kavod?
Because if you don't have kavod for him, then you mavasa him.
Somebody for him, it's him for other people.
I understand. These are the hard lines.
Exactly.
Shtemmer, like it says, the kapatish yiputzeitz sela. Fine. Amal Ravavi, Rabbi Abba, le Rav Ashi, atun mehasna masnisa la. You got that from that pasuk. Anon us mehacha masninan la. We learned that from this pasuk. The chsiv, it says, Eretz asher lo avoneha barzel, a land that the asher avoneha barzel, the stone are like iron. Altruki avoneha ela boneha, which means the learners. Amar Ravina, afilu hachi, mibayla inash, lemecha, lemelef, nafshe, benichusa. You have to train yourself to have peaceful and calm. Shnemar, like it says, Vaser kas milibcha. Fine. You should remove kas from your heart. So since I'm not sure why this next gemara appears here. Amar Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar Bionason, Shlosha Sha'alu Shaloka Hogan. Three people asked for something in an improper way. Lishnayim Heshivuhu Kahogan. Two of them were answered properly, even though they didn't ask properly. La'echad Heshivuhu Shaloka Hogan. One was answered not properly too. Who are these three people? The Elohim, here they are. Eliezer Ever Avram. Vishal Ben Kish. V'yiftach Hagiladi. Okay? And we all know Eliezer was by Rivka. Shaul was by Goliath. Who could defeat Goliath? I'll give my daughter. But what if it was some mamzer? Right? And the third one, Yiftach said, the first person that comes out of the house, I'm going to make it to a carbon. And it was ended up being his daughter. So, before we get further onto this, look at the Tosfos, second to the third Tosfos. Shlosha Sha'olu, Shlosha El Sha'olu Kahogan. Listen to this. Eliezer, Shaul, V'yiftach. Vim Tomar asks Tosfos, am I local Chashif Kalev Ben Yifuna? What about Kalev? Shinemar Kalev said, Asha Yake es Kirya Sefer, whoever will defeat Kirya Sefer, Vilokta and capture it, Vinasati lo es Achza biti l'isha. I will give Achza my daughter for a wife. So, am I lo parach, kemo hacha? Yachal shemamzer, o evid. Maybe some mamzer is going to be the one. So why isn't that one on the list? The Gemara is going to say in a minute that maybe mamzer would Eliezer not, but the other ones, yeah. So, v'yesh lomar, the answer is, da'adik amar kalif shitin lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it didn't mean whoever's going to capture a city. That's not what it meant. What it meant was, kol mi sheyachol lachzer osan halachos sheshachru b'yimei evlo shel Moshe. Who can restore all the halachos that were learned when Moshe Rabbeinu died? When Moshe Rabbeinu died, there was a depression, whatever it was, and there was a darkness, and a lot of halachos were forgotten. And Kalev said, whoever's going to restore the halachos, I'll give my daughter. So it wasn't who's going to restore it? Some Amar, some Eved. Not going to happen. Only going to be someone Chashuv who's going to do that. So that's not on the list because Kalev knew who's going to come up. It's not marrying. It wasn't literally. I need a warrior. Yeah, a warrior could be anybody. Wasn't that? It was a halachic thing. It was a religious thing. That's why she's called Achsa. Whoever saw her got angry at his own wife. Why? Right? She was so special. She was so holy. So he was relying on his own zechus, Kalev, and the zechus of his daughter, that he would have help. The only person who's going to come forward is someone who's appropriate. Fine. So that's why he's out on the list. Now what's going on with these three people? It's another Gemara says. First one. Eliezer Ever Avram, Dichsiv, he said, V'haya hanayra asher amar eleha hitina mikadech. Whoever's going to come and say, I'm going to say, can I have water? And he's going to say, I'm going to give to the my camels also. That's the one that's going to be for my Yitzchak, right? Yachal afilu chigeres afilu suma. Maybe a chigeres and maybe a suma. Tosfos asks, well, if she was a chigeres or a suma, then he wouldn't say anything to her. He wouldn't say, by the way, I have a shidduch for you. He wouldn't say anything. So what kind of question, what kind of thing is that? Tosfos is going to answer that question in a minute. Right? Anyway, Heshiviu kahogen v'nizdam lo Rivka. Right? Rivka came. Next, Shaul ben Kish, Dichsiv, Shaul said, V'haya ish asher yichonu yashrenu hamelech osher gadol v'ezbito yitin lo. Whoever can defeat Goliath, not only will I make him very wealthy, I'll give my daughter also. Yachal afilu ever afilu mamzer. Even an ever and even a mamzer. So how come by Eliezer it doesn't say an Eved or a Mamzeres? What does it say? Blind or lame. It doesn't say Mamzer. Tosfos asked that question too. Wait to hear Tosfos' answer. Heshivu Kahogan. But Shaul was answered properly. Right? V'nizdagmen lo David. Who showed up? David. Okay? So So look at the Tosfos of Yochel Afilu Chigeres Osuma. Tema asks Tosfos, Amai lo nakat hacha gabi Eliezer Eved Avram kimo dekamar gabi Shaul Basavach? Why the things that were wrong with Rivka potentially were blind and lame, and the things wrong with the one who's going to defeat Goliath was Mamzer or Eved? Why different things? Yochel Afilu Hamamzeres, even if the person that showed up by Rivka by Eliezer was a Mamzeres, O Shivcha. V'amar Rashi, not Rashi, it's a re. Mishum deGabi Eliezer lo shayech adayin mamzeres. Nit the Torah. There's no such thing as a mamzer. No, the Torah wasn't given yet. It's no mamzeres. No such thing. What do you think of that answer? Inami or listen to this answer. Listen to this answer. Legabi isha, when it comes to a woman, lo dayik alma. Nobody cares about anything. Ela liyofi. Only that she's pretty. So, I'm just telling you what Tosafot said. So it didn't make a difference. She's a mamzeres. Who cares? As long as she's pretty. All the eino lo dayik alma ella liyofi. The only thing that matters is yofi. I have to say it twice. It's an amazing thing. It's an amazing Tosafot. First answer is also hard.
This is the one to say on Shabbos table.
The first answer of Tosafot is also hard. What do you mean? There's no mamzeres before Matan Torah? It's true. Halachically, it's true. Spiritually, that's not true. The Avos kept the whole Torah. They were in tune with the Torah before it was given. So they're going to bring, Eliezer is going to bring home a Mamzeres. It's a hard answer. The other answer is also not easy. What all he cared about was looks. Hard thing to say. Vim Tomar, another question. Hechi kamar deshal Eliezer shlo kahogen. How can Eliezer ask him properly? V'halo amar ella asher omar eleha hitina kadech. All he said was, I'm going to ask for some water. And if he sees she's taka has a balas mum, then he won't make the shidduch for her. He won't say to her, by the way, I have a shidduch for you. Right? He just won't say it. What's the whole issue? Maybe she's going to show up and she's a suma or a chigeres. Then he won't say anything. Oh, he's such a lovely lady. Have a nice life. That's all. V'yesh lomar tachi pirusho. Difficult answer also. It's a very good question. It's an interesting question. What was Eliezer's bit of era? So how it shows up? Not good. It won't say anything. You know, Yachal, afilu michigeres, afilu suma. What does it mean she's a chigeres, she's a balmum? Yachal, afilu chigeres, shahaya la, afilu regel shall eat, for who loha yeroe, he wouldn't notice it. Oh, suma, kigon shiyeshla inayim yafim, she has very pretty eyes. They ain't a roe, klal. But he won't see that she's a suma. Somehow she could, you know, trick him or something. She won't notice. He won't notice she's a suma. She's a lovely girl, and she's a balas chesed. Oh, this is a good shidduch. And afterwards, once he makes the shidduch, oh, by the way, she's blind. It's a difficult answer, no? Not going to notice? That's what Tosfos answers.
I have another thing from Rabbi Chesed.
Yeah?
Why did Stu ask, why did they say that the three of them asked not properly, but two of them were answered? Because it's a difference. Except everything in life, you need hishtadlus. You cannot just ask for another baruch.
Right.
When it comes to shidduchim, there is no hishtadlus. It's pure emunah.
Interesting. Interesting. Okay. Yiftach hageladi. What about Yiftach? Dichsev, it says, v'yayotze shayete midalsi beisi. Whoever comes out of my house, yachal afil davar tamei. What about if it was a donkey? Did I bring a donkey for a carbon? Even worse than a donkey. What happened? Yach yeshiva l'shloka hogan. He was answered improperly. His amalobita was his daughter. And that's what the Navi said. Hatzari ain begilad. That there's no tzari is like a good smelling spice. None of that. Ain im rofe ain cham. There's no rofe here. Which means, so it's a machlokas what actually happened. Some say he taka killed her as a carbon. Some say she just went into a room and she never got married. She became an old maid. Either way, it was not a good thing. So the Tosfos says, look, what do you mean there's no rofe? What does that mean there's no rofe? So Tosfos, what?
That was the problem, I'm sorry.
The what?
He should have gotten me matanet.
Oh, so why didn't he?
Because he was
arrogant.
So Tosfos says in the bottom, Klomar, Lahater Nidro. What do you mean, no doctor? It means no rofe, no person to matanet there. Liftach, Vahavi Pinchas is alive. Vamai Lola Halach Yiftach Etzlo Lahater Nidro. Why didn't he go to Pinchas and be Matan the Nether? Ela mitoch gasas ruach. He was haughty. He said, Lo Eilech Etzlo. I'm not going to him. Why? Shani Shofet V'Nagin. I'm the Shofet. Eli Yavu Etzli, he should come to me. V'Pinchas Amar, Lesi Gaboy, I should go to him. Dana Navi. I'm the Navi. Val Yadai Te Petura. Sheyisi Shura Umatir Neder Upoterosa. He should come to me. So everyone stuck to their guns, and nobody went to anybody. And what happened? She became an old maid, or even worse. Maybe she died. Ulbasov, Nenshush, they were both punished. Yiftach, Nenash, Shafilu, Ivarov, Kodem, Misa. Her limbs fell off before he died. Terrible. Like it says, Vikbar, Bahar, Gilad, Upinchas, Nenash, Tekhsev, Lufnim, Haya, Hashem, Imo. Hashem used to be with him. Hashem wasn't with him anymore. So, terrible punishments. Right? So the one of the Chacham Sofer asked, so why couldn't someone else be Matineder? Only Pinchas, the only person in the whole country? Yeah. He's the only one, he's the God of Adar, so like you can't make a psak in front of him. So his jurisdiction is the whole Israel. So nobody can make a psak in front of besides him. He's the only one. And it's also not such an easy answer. And therefore no one else can be Matineder. This is what happened. Big Musar. Okay. Okay, where are we up to? Yeah, Uksiv, it says, Asher lo tzivesi, v'lo dibarti, v'lo olsa alibi, Asher lo tzivesi, ze b'no shel meisha melech moav, shenemar v'ikach es b'no ha-bachar, sheyimloch tachta, v'yel ola, fine, v'lo dibarti, ze yiftach, v'lo olsa alibi, ze Yitzchak ben Avram. This is Yitzchak, the son of Avram, fine. Very good. And Rashi says, what about Gidon? Gidon asks that there shouldn't be any dew on the earth. Rashi says, "V'gidon sheshal l'mnoa tal me'al ha'aretz." Gidon asked there shouldn't be any dew. U'bazeh u'begizah levada yeah, right? And there should only be on the wool, not on the earth. Ein zeh shloka hogan. It's not such a big deal. Matakol yesh im yechzer olam tal laila echad levad. What's the big deal? So one night there won't be tal. So what's the big crime? Right? What's the terrible? Mipi Rabbi. My Rabbi said that word. So it's a terrible crime. So it's not on the list. Okay. Amr Brechya, Af, Knesset Yisrael, Shalosh Shloka Hogan. Also, the Jewish people asked once improperly, but Hashem answered them properly. Shem, like it says, V'neda ad nirdafa, Udasis Hashem, Kishachar, Nachon, Matzo, V'yavo, Kageshem. Like Geshem. Meaning the B'nai Yisrael were asking that Hashem should treat them like rain. So, Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Biti, Atcha Alta Davar Shepa'am Mizbakesh, Shepa'am Enam Mizbakesh, you ask me for something that sometimes happens, sometimes doesn't happen, like rain. It doesn't rain every day. I'm going to answer you back with something that always exists. Shenema, like it says, Eye Ketal L'Yisrael. Do. Right? Do always, every day. Vo Chalosh Shloka Hogan, Amr L'Fanav, Ribon Shalom. Simani Kechosim Al Libecha, Kechosim Al Zarecha. I have a chosim on my heart, a chosim on my arm. You ask for something that's hidden. It's in your shirt, your heart, and your arm. You're covering it over sometimes, many times. I'm going to give you something that you can always see. Shnemar, like it says, it's going to be on your palms. Always can see that. Fine. Okay. That now back to earth. This Gemara is not easy now. It's not easy at all. So, the Mishnah said, "Ein sholin es hagashah." There's two things: there's mentioning rain and asking for rain. Mentioning rain we do in gvura. Asking for rain we do in the bracha of Baruch Hashanim, right? The same tal umatel bracha, or just the same bracha. We don't say anything in the summer, right? Two separate things going on. So the Mishnah says, "Ein shol nesagashamim." You don't ask for rain when ela samach l'gashamim, near the rainy season. Okay. Ein shol fine. Savruha, the Gemara originally thinks she'ela v'hatzkara chada milsehi. It's the same thing. Or at the same time it happens. Asking and mentioning is the same thing. Therefore, Man Tana, who is the author? Amar Rava, Rabbi Yoshua Hi. It's Rava. Rava said, it's Rabbi Yoshua, D'Amar, Mishas, Hanachaso. He was the latest time to say Mashiv HaRuach HaMored HaGashem. His was Shmini Atzeres. Everybody was before him. First day, second day, sixth day. Everyone had different times. He's the only one who said Shmini Atzeres, which is the closest time to the rainy season. Right? Because already after Sukkot is over. So he's the one who said, he goes by both. When do you ask for rain? And when do you mention rain? Same thing. Shmini Atzeres. Right? Rashi says in the bottom, Damar Mishas Hanachas Lulav. When you put the lulav away, who maskir? That's when you mention Tahainu Yom HaShmini. V'zeh Samach L'Gashamim. Right? The Menachag V'Elech Who's Malach HaShamim. Once Sukkot is over, it's the rainy season. Amalei Abaya, Abaya says, no. Afilu Tema Rabbi Eliezer. You can even say to Eliezer, who held the first day of Sukkot, he mentioned already, Mashav Ruach. Sheil L'Chud, V'Azkar L'Chud. Two different things. V'Ikad Amri. Others say, Lema Rabbi Yeshua Hi, Dama Mishat Hanachaso, that we said it's Rabbi Yeshua who said it's when you put the lulav away. Amar Rava, now it's Rava talking. Afilu Tema Rabbi Eliezer, Kedim Rabbi Eliezer, Sheila Lachud, Askara Lachud. Two different things. Which is what we hold. Two different things, right? One's mentioning, and one's asking. Mentioning we do in Shmini Atzeres. Asking, it depends. If you're in Israel, it's on Zayin Cheshvan. And if you're in Chutz Laaretz, it's on December 4th. Right? I'm on Dalet Amud Beis, third line from the top. Okay? Now, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, over Lefnei HaTeva, if you're davening for the Amid, on Shmini Atzeres, Shachris, you don't mention it, Musaf you do. Switches over at Musaf. On the first day, Pesach, Shachris, you're still mentioning it, and Musaf you're not. Okay? Fine. Yeah. Viraminhu. It says in tomorrow's daf, Ad Masai Sholim Es HaGashamim. Till when do you ask for rain? When do you ask for rain? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ad Shiyavra Pesach. Till Pesach ends. We stop at Pesach. We do both at Pesach. We stop both on Pesach, right? We stop mentioning the same Talamatul of Racha, and we stop mentioning rain, Mashav Racha Mor Geshem. We do both on Pesach. Chalamoid, we don't say the same Talamatul anymore, right? It doesn't stop on Pesach because it's Yontif Davening. But when Chalamoid comes, we stop saying it. Am I saying make sense? Yeah. Rabbi Meir said, no. Rabbi Huda said, till you say it till after Pesach. So the whole Chalamoid, you're still saying it. Rabbi Meir Omer, Ad Shiavar Nisan, until Nisan finishes. Right? Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, our Mishnah said, what did our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah said, you stop mentioning on Pesach. That was Rabbi Yehuda. You stop mentioning on Pesach. When do you stop asking? After Pesach. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, on Chol HaMoed, you're not saying Mashav Ruach HaMored HaGashem, but you're still saying the same Talamat al Avracha. Okay? That's a funny thing. You're asking for something without even mentioning it. The Gemara's going to say, it doesn't make any sense. If you're asking for something, so why not mention it? It doesn't make any sense to say that. You're asking for something, but you're not mentioning it? You're not saying, this is one of the powers of Hashem. Atta Gibor, Mechayim Eitzim. No, rain? No, nothing about rain. But by the way, I'm going to ask for rain, Baruch Aleinu. I need rain. Hashem, please give me rain. I'm still asking for it till Pesach is over. It's a very strange thing. Right? Yeah. So, it's such a strange thing. It doesn't even make any sense. How would you do that? Why would you do that? Why you stop mentioning it? Are you still asking? Amr of Chista lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Kan lishol v'kan lahazkir. Yeah. You're asking still through Pesach, but you're only mentioning it stops on first day of Pesach. Right? Mishal shol v'ozel. We keep on asking for rain through Pesach. Lahazkir beyond the frishon pasuk. But to mention it, we stop on the first day of Pesach. Right? Right? Good? Fine. Look at Rashi says. Lishol shol v'holech ad shiavra Pesach. To ask the whole Pesach. Kidiktoni ad mosai sholin. We're going to say lahazkir. But lahazkir, you know, maskir. Elot filos yotzer shal yontif rishon. Yotzer min chachris. We stop at Shachris. Fine. Amar Ula, Hadra of Chizta, one second. That Vart, what Chizta just said, is Kechomates Lishinayim. It's like vinegar in your teeth. Uka'ash and Leinayim. It's like smoke in your eyes. What kind of Vart is that? Umav Amakom She'ein Shoel. When you're not asking for rain, when's that? On Shmini Atzeres. Mazgir, nevertheless, we start mentioning it. Hashem, you're awesome, you give rain. We're not asking for it yet. We're just mentioning how awesome you are. So, B'makom Sheshoel, when you're asking for rain still, on Chol HaMoed Pesach, Eino Din She'ei Mazgir? Shouldn't you be mentioning it? That make any sense? El Amarula, you're right. Trei Tanoya Libra Rabbi Yehuda. It's a machlokas, what Rabbi Yehuda said. It's a machlokas in Rabbi Yehuda. That's Ula's answer. Ula's answer is, it's a machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda can't say both, it makes no sense. It makes no sense to be saying Masha, to asking for rain on Chol HaMoed and not mentioning it. That makes no sense. The answer is, it's a machlokas, right?
When you say it's on the second
day. First day Pesach. But on Chol HaMoed, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're still asking for rain. We don't do that. He is still, doesn't make any sense. You're asking for rain, but you're not mentioning rain? It makes no sense. On Shmini Atzeres, we do the opposite. We're mentioning it, we're not asking for it yet. So when you're asking for it, you're not mentioning it? It makes no sense. Gemara says, Ulus, if you're right, it's two Tanoim argue and what Rabbi Yehuda said. They can't both be true. It makes no sense. They can't both be true. So it's two versions, two my Rabbi Yehuda said this. No, my Rabbi Yehuda said this. It doesn't make any sense. Two versions, right. Now everyone's going to try to give an answer without resorting to the fact that it's two different people. Two versions of Rabbi Yehuda. They're going to all try to give these answers and none of them are going to be good. And we're going to keep on saying, Ulu's right. Ulu said, it's two different people. Two different versions of what Rabbi Yehuda said. Rabbi Yosef Amar, no. My Aji Avro Pesach. What does it mean until Pesach finishes? What does that mean? It doesn't mean until Pesach finishes. Aji Yavor Shliach Tzibur Rishon Hayored B'yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach. It means first day Pesach. When he said until Pesach finishes, he meant the first day. So they're saying the same thing. When do you stop mentioning rain? We're saying Pesach by Musaf. When do you stop asking for rain? Same time. He said the end of Pesach. No, he meant the end of the first day Pesach. That's what he meant. Okay? Amalei Shela B'yom Tov Mi'ika doesn't even make any sense. There is no asking for rain on Yontif. It only starts on Chol HaMoed. So how can it mean that? Right? What's in tomorrow's daf? It's going to say, when do you stop asking? Pesach is over. Now that's not what it meant. It meant first day. But you don't ask on the first day anyway. It's Yontif davening. You don't ask for rain. You don't say Baruch Aleinu in Yontif davening. Right? Rashi says, V'chi mispalel hi she'elah tu tfilas chol? Well, you daven a weekly davening on Yontif? Shata Omer Achiyavra Pesach Tahainu Zman Shliach Tzibur Shal Tfilah Yontif Rishon Shal Pesach. It meant the Zman of the Tfilah of the Shliach Tzibur. Doesn't make any sense. You don't even daven like that. Amalei in Shal Maturgamin. Yeah, what it means is you're going to go to Shir on Pesach afternoon. You're going to go to the Shir. And there's going to be a Drasha. And the rabbi is going to speak about this topic. And you're going to mention that we no longer mention rain. That's what it means. Amalei in Shal Maturgamin. Right? So the Gemara says, one second. V'chi ha-maturgamin shal b'davar she'en al-sheikh tzibur. What's the maturgamin? Imagine, can you imagine a rabbi giving a drasha on Pesach morning about Yom Kippur? No one does that. They talk about a topic that's relevant. So why on earth would the rabbi, the maturgamin, is going to get up and speak about something that has no shaykhis? That's no shaykhis. Why? Because the kivan disman hafsakahu, Rashi says, lav urach ara lemishal b'tzibur davish ein atzarach. It's not the time now to talk about ending the rain because I can't not ask for rain anyway because it's yontif davening. So I'm not even shayach right now. So I don't rhetorically say that. Moshe says, you're right. El nachfar tikid ula. Ula is right. What's the answer? Two different opinions. Rabba Amar, another try. My aj yavar Pesach. What does it mean until Pesach passes? What does it mean until Pesach is over? Does it mean until Pesach is over? No, doesn't mean that. Can't mean that. It doesn't make sense. Ad sheyavar zman shchitas Pesach. It means erev Pesach. Okay? It meant ad sheyavar zman Erev Pesach, the Korban Pesach. So on Erev Pesach, when do you bring the Korban Pesach? In the morning. Right, you have to bring it after Chatzos. Not morning, afternoon time. So let's assume for argument's sake that you're going to daven Mincha after you bring the Korban Pesach. Now what are you going to say in that Mincha davening? You're going to daven Chol, it's a weekday. It's Erev Pesach. It's a weekday davening. You're going to daven, you're not going to say, you're no longer going to say, Saint Talamat Levracha, you're no longer going to ask for rain. Why? That's what he meant when he said Pesach finishes. He meant the Korban Pesach. Right, Rashi says, the last Rashi before the lines get wide. Chatzos Hayom, Chatzos, the Arba Asar, Ad Shiyavar Chatzos, the Hainu Kol Tvilas Yotzer, that's the whole Shachris, Vashmini Rabbi Yehuda, the Bimincha, the Arvei Pesachim, a mincha on Erev Pesach, afal gaf, the matzlin on Tvilas Chol, even though we're going to daven a week of davening, every Erev Yom Tov, we daven a week of davening, mafsikinon, we stop, v'lo yomar v'sein talamatar, we no longer say v'sein talamatar. Are we still saying Masha Baruch Amor
Degeshem?
Yeah. Yes, that's not going to stop till tomorrow, right? Afal gaf, the matkadrinon, ad l'machar b'musafin, we're going to mention it till tomorrow b'musaf. Posek Hashayla, Betzilas Mincha Shal Erev Yom Tov Rishon. We stop Erev Yom Tov. Vashkara Shiachol Lahazgi B'Yom Tov Maskar Betzilas Musaf Shal Yom Tov Rishon. But we mention it till tomorrow, most of time. That's what Rabbi Yehuda meant, tomorrow's daf.
Makes sense, right?
That makes sense?
Absolutely. You want it to be rain when everybody's bringing the korbanos.
Okay. So.
That's the whole problem, the whole thing.
Okay. And by the way, and it makes a lot of sense. You know why? Kitchiloso came sofo. The beginning should be just like the end. Matchiloso. Just like the beginning. Mazkir. You mention. Afal pi she'ena shoel. Because you mention it on Shmini Atzeres. You don't ask for it till December 4th.
No, it's not December
4th. Or Zayin Chezron. Either one. So, but the point is, it comes first. Af sofo. So to when you stop. Mazkir. You mention it on the first day Pesach. Afal pi she'ena shoel. Even though you're not asking, because you stopped yesterday.
Why is Zayin Cheshvan?
Because it was like a few weeks till the people, everyone can get home.
No, that's 7, don't you say 7 days to get home after the Chag?
We're going to get to Zayin Cheshvan, it's coming up.
Okay.
It's not tomorrow's daf, because I did it already, but it's maybe after that, that's what I'm up to. Anyway, I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to buy it, 1 second. Bishlama Tchilas Omazkir. That makes perfect sense. You know why? Because even when you mention it, Haskara Nami Ritzui She'elahi. Even when you mention it, it's still appeasing Hashem. When you praise Hashem that you want rain, it's not a tefillah for rain, it's just praising Hashem. It's also like a little bit of a tefillah, no? A little bit of a tefillah also. El Sofo, but on stopping it on Pesach, my Ritzu She'ela Ika. What kind of Ritzu She'ela is that, right? I've already stopped asking for it yesterday. So what am I still mentioning it for now? What kind of thing is that? I stopped asking for it. So why am I mentioning it? Doesn't make sense. Ella machvarta kidu'ula. Rather, Ula's right. It's two different versions. Amalei Rabbi Yosef, Amalei Rabbi Asi, Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. That what? What do? We stop. We start on Shemini Atzeres Musaf, and we stop first day Pesach Musaf. Amalei Rabbi Zera Rabbi Asi, Umi Amalei Rabbi Yochanan Hachi. Did Rabbi Yochanan say that? Vo'atnan. But we learned later in the Masechta, Bishlosha b'mar chesven sholos ha-gashamim. On the third day of mar chesven, you ask for rain. Rabbi Shgamlil Amar Rabbi Shivabo. On the seventh day of chesven. From Rabbi Elazar, halacha k'rabin gamlil. The halacha is like k'rabin gamlil. Right? So which one is it? Amalei, gavra gavra k'ramis? What, do you have a kash on me? How Rabbi Yehuda can argue with Rabbi Gamlil? They're both tenayim. They can do what they want. The fact that Rabbi Gamlil, each one's his own person. They don't agree with each other. Rabbi Gamlil held, it's on Zayin Cheshvan, and Rabbi Yehuda can hold it. It's on Shmini Atzeres. Iba Yisema lo kasha. Oh, it's not a kasha at all. The whole thing is not a kasha. Kan lishlo, kan lahazkir. Rabbi Yehuda was talking about mentioning it. When do you mention it? Shmini Atzeres. When do you ask? Rabbi Yehuda didn't say. Who said he holds it Shmini Atzeres? Maybe he agrees with Rabbi Gamliel. It's on Zayin Cheshvan, right? Not a kasha at all. I, from Rabbi Yochanan, mimakam sheshoel mazkir. Rabbi Yochanan said at the same time, whenever you ask, you also mention. No. Hahu lahafsoka itbar. That's the stopping. When we stop asking, we stop mentioning. When's that? On Pesach.
It says here, why 7? Because we wait 15 days for people to be able to come back, to go back.
That's how long it takes to get to the furthest way. Okay, fine. Right? So that's talking about stopping. Yeah, we stop at the same time. Why do we stop at the same time and we don't ask at the same time? The asking is different time, two different times. We start mentioning it on Shmini Atzeres. We start asking for it in Cheshvan. And we stop both of them on Pesach. Why is it different? I don't know. I remember Rabbi Yochanan said, Hitzchil lahazkir maskil lishol posig mishol posig melahazkir. It's two different. Rabbi Yochanan says the exact same thing. Whenever you start mentioning, you start asking. Whenever you stop mentioning, you stop asking. So it can't be different times, the same thing. So the Gemara answers, Ella lo kasha, that's not a kasha. Ha lan ha luhu. One place was talking about Israel, and one place was talking about Bavel. Says Rashi, ha lan ha luhu. Livnei Bavel. In Bavel, sheyesh lanu tevua uperos basadeh kol tishrei. It's a different kind of season. They're still there in Tishrei. Ein maskirin. Don't ask for rain. Why? Because you don't want it to rain and ruin the crops. Ad shiva b'mar cheshvan. Visham sholem. Then you ask. Kedamar Rabbi Yochanan maskil lahaskir maskil lishol. However, in Eretz Yisrael, not like that. In Eretz Yisrael, next Rashi. Livnei Eretz Yisrael, the kotzrin b'nisan, they harvest in Nisan, v'osifin b'tishrei, and they gather in Tishrei, maskir b'yontif ha'achol k'b'yehuda. We start asking right away. Kidam dam ravasi halacha kamoso. We pass it like that. So it depends where you are. That's what Rabbi Yochanan meant.
Which is funny that if this is the svara why we do that.
Yeah.
It's very different in the southern hemisphere and the northern.
Einachanami.
Nothing to do with.
Einachanami. There's a big shaila. There's a big shaila if in the southern hemisphere. If you say Saint Talamata on December 4th. Not Israel. It's Chutz Laaretz, right? It's Australia, and the big shaila what they do. Because to them, it's not the rainy season. So does it go by Bavel, which is December 4th? Or does it go by...
It is the rainy season, but there's a lot of countries that it is.
You told me in Brazil it's the summertime.
It rains their entire summer the same way.
It's like us, we don't have a season.
What?
We don't have a rain season.
I know, I understand, but we're similar to Bavel, where we have a winter. These southern places don't have winters.
They do have winters.
But they're very mild, they're very mild winters. So, what?
Bavel doesn't have a heavy winter.
What? I understand, but that was the din. The din was, the winter season is December 4th. What about places like Australia and Brazil, where it's totally different? So there's a big shilas about it.
By them, winter season means...
I'm sure it's in the back here.
Winter season means not that it's cold, it means it rains.
Right, it rains and it goes by the crops.
No, it doesn't mean that.
It means it goes by the
crops. Yes, it does. It goes
by the crops. So there's a big shilas what they do in these countries. Everyone spoke about it. The big shilas what they do in these countries because the whole crop season is different. Big shilas. So I'm not sure how to answer them, but these are shilas. Anyway, Maishno Ludidon, why is Bavel different? The Islan Peri Bedabra, because we still have fruit out there in the fields. Ludidhu Nami Islu Oli Rebellum. There's still people Oli Regal. So what are you asking for right away? You should wait for them to go home. Ah, Ki Kamar Rabbi Yochanan, no, but Mancha Ein Beis Mikdash Kayim. He was only talking about when there's no more Beis Hamikdash. So there's no more Ola Regal. Everyone's sitting home, right, for Yontif. No one goes to Yerushalayim anymore. So therefore, ask for rain right away. Well, Hashu D'Asas L'Hachi. Now we got that answer. Ha V'ha L'Didei. We can give another answer. They're both talking about Eretz Yisrael. When do you start asking for rain? It depends. Lo Kasha. Ha Kam Bizman She Beis Hamikdash Kayim. Kam Bizman She Ein Beis Hamikdash Kayim. It depends whether the Beis Hamikdash is standing or not. If it's standing, then you wait till Cheshvan. If it's not standing, you can start right away. Vanan de Islan Tre Yome Hechi of Dinan. What about us? We have 2 days Yontif. What do we do? Amar Rav. Rav says the following thing. Maschil b'musaf. Right? You start on the first day of Sukkot. Maybe it's Shmini Atzeres. Uposeik b'mincha. B'arvis. B'shachris. Stop. Don't say it by mincha, Mayriv, or Shachris. Because maybe it wasn't Shmini Atzeres. V'chozer b'musafin. Say it again by Musaf of Simchas Torah. Because the rest of the time, maybe it was still Sukkot. And therefore, you shouldn't be asking for rain on Sukkot. So wait. You hear this? Amar Elu Shmuel. Pukuv Amul Abba. go outside and tell him, Achar she'asisu kodesh tasehu chol. What do I mean? We already said we're going to go down a notch now. We already started asking for rain, which means it's Shmini Atzeres. Now we're going to stop doing that? It's like a slap in the face to Shmini Atzeres. El Amar Shmuel, Maschel B'Musafin, Yisrael B'Musaf, Mincha, Uposik Arvis V'Shachris. Arvis and Shachris Taka don't say it, because it's a new day, and maybe it's not. Then V'Chozik Mispal B'Musaf. Then go back and say it by Musaf. Rava Amar, Rava says, Kivet Shehizchil, Shuvein Uposik. Now, once you start, you don't go back. Once you start, you don't go back. V'Chein, Amar V'Sheshes, Kivet Shehizchil, Shuvein Uposik. Once you start, you don't go back. Maybe it's not Yontif, doesn't make a difference. The Af, Rav Hadarbei, even Rav took that back. Damar of Shmuel, Damar of Chananel, Amar Rav, Mona Eshev Ve'echad Yom, it's 21 days, Kederach Shemona Asa Yom, Rosh Hashanah Ve'adam Kippurim, Umaschil, and then you start. The Kivat Yehizchil, Shuvein Aposek. Once you start, you don't go back. The Hilchasa, Kivat Yehizchil, Shuvein Aposek. Once you start saying it, you don't go back. It's the sake of the Yom, doesn't make a difference. Once you start, you don't go back. That's all. That's the story. Okay.